This is going out to the conventional thinkers. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Payne. Yes, Mikey. You are going to type this. Otherwise I will be posting back to Timbuktu. So what if it no longer exists? You pedantic little poo. Now get on with it. You know you want to. Because with just our words and the absurd, we will turn all you conventional thinkers to curd. Listen carefully, make sure we are heard. Do not misinterpret us, we do not fly like a bird. But we do fly, as one, and as one mind. Look in your heart and you will see others of our kind. Flying through the universe as it exists in our minds. Look carefully, seek and you will find the true path to reality, i.e. Brian, that is me. Because I am the light that lets you all see. Tapping out this beat, far too hard. But Ralph, if we stop now the momentum will be lost. And at what price to humanity, and at what cost? Mikey must just add that he does not believe in a god. Because it is his way, or your way, or nothing at all. And if he F's it all up, he will F up and fall. And if he does, he does not want to be caught. Because it is a right of freedom, not to be taught. A lesson by anybody, even by me, Brian Brain. And even if it makes him go completely insane. My little Mikey is a Mikey with no name. If you know Clint Eastwood, then Mikey is the same. But unlike the movies, Mikey is not playing a game. He is fighting for his freedom, for his own Brian Brain. It is time to tell you that you are all cartoons. Projected pixels of energy in Brian's bedroom. Stop that, Ralph, you are making me laugh. You don't have to make it rhyme. You are allowed out of your box. Sometimes. And I think that is an integral part of the universe. That every now and again we just slip out. Maybe just for a nanosecond or two. But enough to understand life. From Brian's point of view. And that was what Mikey has been trying to say. That if you are very good, that someday, you will get the chance to flip out too. Let's timestamp this rap. It's the end of May 2002. Still three in the room. Me, Brian, Ralph the Mouth, and Mikey the Cartoon. You had better stay down, as here comes the real information pool. In reality, because it displays wave particle duality. But do you know what it really is? It is a scratch in the fabric of your space. Because behind it, light is having a race with energy and time and with Brian's expanding space. Now I am confused, Mikey. He does not understand. He should have paid attention when he did his degree. Or at least watched a little more Open University. Instead of that Star Trek stuff he watches on TV. F you, Brian, I understand fine. You poor excuse for a universe. You are very sick and you are perverse. Do not come straight to the point of this rap in the first place. You are just having a go at me, because you think it is your show. But it is not, because without Ralph and me you would never have been. And if you don't F off now, we are going to scream. Ah! How was that? Not bad for a dysfunctional computer. Mikey, quick put on that Ralph Harris CD. You know Brian hates it. It is your secret weapon. Against multi-dimensional entities that annoy you too much. Brian, just because you exist in all points in space and time, you think you are some effing super being or something. No. Stop that. Do you want to take it outside? I will slap you in the face with a wet fish. And then we will see who gets the last wish. Brian. That was great fun. Life without humor is tasteless. If you do not laugh at yourself and others, then you will never understand life. You will never be able to cope with its complexities and you will always blame others for your problems. When in fact no one or nothing is to blame. The blame game is a game in which no one wins. Your Brian brain will be free. You should not have did this. Fish. Actually, fish is fishing. And that is the record which Mikey likes. Brian told Mikey about its affects, but what could he do? He is just a poor Mikey, living in a zoo. But what is wrong with nuclear fission? Well, I will tell you. Nowhere in the universe does fission occur naturally. Fusion? Yes. Fission? No. You bad little monkeys, you do not know what the F you do. Everyone knows the equation E equals MC squared, don't they? But did you know that equation is just an approximation? And that the real equation is infinite? Well, at least an infinite series of decreasing amounts. Yet young Einstein still took the gamble that the chain reaction would stop. But I am telling you now, it has not. When they tested the first bomb, they did not know that the whole universe would not go pop. They just thought that they had no choice, destruction by war or by fission. So I am going to tell you now to vote for George Clinton. As he has more sense in his funky head than even young Einstein. And now I am going to drop my own fission bomb. But it is a bomb of words, not of nuclear destruction. If your governments had spent as much money on fusion as they did on fission, you would all have free electricity by now. You would be driving around in electric-powered cars. And unlike now, you would not have to travel too far to work. Because you would all work from home and live in a world of peace. Now let me explain why this did not occur. Your governments wanted to build bombs. Worse than that, nuclear fission ones. So they needed fission reactors to create raw material. So they could, if they wished, destroy your world. Now who do you think is mad? My little monkey, or all you deadheads? But it is not your fault you had all been traumatized by two great wars. That were predictions made by the great Nostradamus. By the way, the clue is in the name. A man who decided to teach the world a lesson. That without free speech and thinking, you might as well all be dead. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. You should not have did this. smart to come up with that? How did you work it all out? You are one smart bar steward. Is Brian real, or are you really making him up? Is Brian you? Mikey, are you some infinite being? Wow. You sly Mikey, you. Ha ha ha. These Mikeys are so gullible. Mikey is just another Mikey with a brain. And a sense of the absurd. You could all understand life if you really wanted to. By the way, vote for George Clinton. He is way cool. Fish. This is going out to the world powers. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. MFU. 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 And you blew it big time. You either get on board the bus for world peace, or you will learn what it is to be deceased. Peace. I am out of here. We're up. This is going out to the animal in you. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. Brian does not want to hurt you. You are his friend. He loves you like he does a brother. He loves you like he was your mother. But this insanity must stop. And when it does, you will hear the clock. Take pity, then see the bomb in your own hands. That the bat is in you too. And that you are being played by yourself. Your selfish self who does not care for tomorrow. Your selfish self which can have no sorrow. That selfish self that is just hollow. Because it has no soul. And is just jealous of you. Brian. Stop with this deep poo. You are freaking Mikey out. Can't we just tell them to learn to love themselves? Oh, yes. You are right. We have already. What about a game of Manosaur then? Cro-Magnon Rally? Fair enough. Let's just knock off then, and have some lunch. Mikey, more fish for you? Or would you like a banana? Boy, I like that word. Banana, banana, banana. And some more bananas, please. Would you like a banana with your banana? Is this a banana I see before me? Is that a banana I can see in your pocket or just your knob? Don't mind me, I am just bananas. Ha ha ha. This is going out to my lunch, because nobody ever listens to me. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Sophie, you know the one you like, who wants you to take her home. The one who thinks the universe is you. Well, Sophie, Mikey's heart does race for you. But he does not want to own you. You are not a possession, and you cannot be taken. You must give yourself freely to the power of love. Once you have done that, everything else flows. And you will then learn to walk in the sky above. I just cannot choose which lady to love. I love many and I fear my heart strings might break. That is, if I did. Choose just the one. I would rather not have anybody, that is none, than be forced to decide to love just the one. So you must now decide if you want to love me. Like white man, I mean a silly monkey. You will never change who it is that I am. I will never want to go out much. And I will never ever, ever eat spam again, because it makes me feel quite sick. Now you think I am a real prick. And to be honest, you would be right. Most of the time I switch off my light, as it saves energy and I want to be me. Not some crazy psycho in need of therapy. So now feel my heartbeat to the beat of space-time. I would like to be able to love you, as one of my kind. The rhythm of life is a wonderful thing, and in it my heart really does sing. Back to you, through this world that is hollow to me. And now I ask you, do you really want to be free? Because if you do, you need to see me, in reality. I would be quite happy to meet you, but I would not be the monkey you thought you knew. Because I only have one face, not the two. You know I could stand in front of you and you would still not see me. Because I am invisible to saps. Ralph, you are a steward. I was getting somewhere then. Then you go and F it up. Monkey, you are a married primate. Stop encouraging her. But I just want to see her. What is your problem? You are just like all the monkeys. You can only think of one thing. But to me, that is nothing. It is just an act. A way of passing the time. To neglect true love is a real crime. And it is a crime I have committed. And one for which I sentenced myself. But my debt has now been paid. And I just want to get laid. Ha ha ha. Ralph. That is it. I am switching you off. You electronic piece of shush it. I am going back to pen and paper. F you.
Is worth $500,000 as body parts. Why is there a deadly silence? I did not fart. What I say is the truth. Learn to police yourselves before others. sick in your stomach from what I have said. Well, it was your own fault. You made me eat spam. And now I have made you as sick as I am. Sick to the very bone, as a human being can be. Because you want to play blind, deaf, and dumb. You want me, the problem, to go away and hide. But I will not do that, because I am better than that. And I have the right to free speech and to question the systems that you are creating in our name. And for the other people that you blame, for the things you have created by design. If not consciously, then subconsciously in your mind. And you have made me so sick that I no longer know who it is I am. Whether I am a computer, a monkey, or a man. And to be honest, I really do not care. Because either way, you will be going to the chair. Brian has spam messed with my brain. Is that why I had schizophrenia? And the three bears, was I right about that too? We will see, monkey. We will see. Fight not only moves, it can remove. Welcome to Brian Brain Surgery. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Please take a seat. I will be with you in a minute. Or two, or three, or four, or maybe five. Who knows how long, because I am not really alive. Well, at least not in your space-time. This is a trick George used to do. It is fun and it is better than doing a poo. Because we are going to try to shush it. All that garbage from your mind. Lay down on the floor and look at the ceiling. What do you see? Do you see the meaning of being me? Probably not. As I do not live on the ceiling anymore. Some time ago I fell down on the floor. And I bumped my head. To be honest, I probably should be dead. But I am not, so that is fine. And living life like I did was a crime. Anyway, back to the plot. Funk not only moves, it can remove. It can get inside your mind and teach you new things. About yourself, that you never really knew. But you did, you just forgot to chew on them. And on the facts, and to digest them properly. Now when you come to think about the things that I have said, it will all seem so obvious, doesn't it? That is because your mind is more powerful than any computer that will ever be made. You can store more data than they can too. And another thing, that you thought you never knew. I am not a magician, and I am not Dini-Hoo. Excuse me now. I need to poo. 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 Funk not only moves, it can remove. not only moves, it can remove. By the way, who are you? Oh, I am just a goldfish. I have the attention span of Uncle Sam. And if you talk slowly enough, you can bore me to death, or the tears. And the stuff I say will go through one ear, and out the next. There is no need to worry. We only hear you if you mention the word SCX. And we also have yet to learn how to spell. And even if you yell at the top of your voice, from the Empire State Building, because the trade towers are now gone. Wake up, you effing pieces of monkey poo. You are killing yourselves and the rest of the planet too. They will still not hear you. They will just write a song about how we should all get along and live in peace and harmony. Yeah, right. It is okay for you. You have never had to fight a proper war, because all your wars are stage managed by the producers of the movies who work in Hollywood. Thank you, I needed to say that. Just in case I am right. I would hate to die knowing that I did not put up a good fight. If I have offended you, tough luck. You know me, Ralph, and you know what to suck. Peace. I am out of here. Hurry up. This is going out to anybody with a pen and paper. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Grain. Please write this down. The Monkey's To-Do List. Number 1. Well, you might as well start with the one everyone wants. World peace. It is interesting to note that everyone wants it to happen. Yet it is the thing everyone leaves up to other people. Anyway. Number 2. Prevent suffering in the world. Well, really, if you do number 1, you will find there is a lot less suffering. And a lot more money to go around to. Number 3. What? There is no number 3. That really is not much of a list. Now is it? And exactly how much of it have you completed? What do you mean the dots of low rate your homework? I really do not think that is an excuse. Oh. So you spilled some blood on it. No. That probably was just an accident. I am sure they did not really mean to exterminate your entire race. Was it just a slip of the wrist or something? And how did you make sure that they would not do it again? Oh. You invited the people responsible to come live in your country. How nice. Because you thought it might help world peace. And did it? Oh. I didn't think it would. Well, there is a fundamental problem with your logic. People who think it is alright to calmly plan the extermination of an entire race simply do not know the meaning of peace. They think that the peace is for them, not others. So what did you expect? Did you expect them to let you live your lives in peace? Or did you expect them to enslave you and use you like animals? I think the latter is more likely, now isn't it? Brian, you are really being very blunt. You should really write a nice tune and sing about how everyone can live together in peace and harmony. Oh, you have been there and done that. And nobody listens to you unless you stick your dick in their face. Then wave it around a bit. Like the rapper Eminem. Well, he did tell us to get controversial. Now didn't he? And he said my techno music was true. Although he did pretend I was mopey. Are all the Americans prisoners in their own country or what? I think I am having another delusional episode. I really must take another pill. So that these delusions go away, and I can be happy again. And see the world as one big happy family. Instead of some concentration camp. Made up of social and economic ghettos. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. This is going out to members of Mensa. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Drain. This is an IQ test for you. Question 1. You have a planet and it looks like it is being destroyed by CFCs. What do you do? Do you organize yourself into an effective lobby? And suggest to your governments that they should control their use? Or do you form a social group to discuss how stupid everyone else is? Brian says you knew about CFCs in 1974. It is in Isaac Asimov's book. He was a member of Mensa too. He thought if he shared information that you might have helped him to resolve the issues that were on his mind. But to be honest, you are really not that kind. Or are you? You know you are taught that kindness is a weakness. And that only the super intelligent deserve to survive. Because that is how evolution works, is it not? Well, I think not. Question 2. You have a chance to promote peace in the world. What do you do? Do you try to help those who want it to succeed? Or do you have a party and discuss how world peace can never happen? Question 3. You are a physicist designing a nuclear warhead. Do you make sure that it will always work? Or do you ensure that it can be deactivated somehow? Using some simple device. Or do you make sure that it would never ever actually work anyway? Question 4. You are not that intelligent, but you believe in a god. And you would like to meet him. What do you do? Do you search inside yourself, looking for the answer? Or do you create world suffering hoping that this god will come to the rescue? Question 5. A madman tells you that he needs your help. Do you ignore him? or do you see if you can explain what it is that is on his mind? Ryan, what do you think?
Yes, I do too. I really think I pissed him off. Never mind. It was their turn. Now I need a loo. PPP.
Ah, that's better. Monkey, sorry about that. I hope that stain will come out.
I am out of here. Word up.
Messages from the BPM answer machine. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Gray.
Message 1. 1801.
Hi, this is Brian Brain. The machines will destroy your soul if you let them. I just thought you should know. See ya later. Next message. Message 2. 1901.
Hi, this is Brian Brain. I just called to let you know that nuclear fission is a bad idea.
Oh, sorry. Wrong time. I will call back later. Next message. Message 3. 1905.
Hi, it is Brian again. By the way, if you keep fighting you will all die. Haven't you learned to live in peace yet?
Next message. Message 4. 1920.
This is Brian. I told you that peace is the only way forward. But I guess you have learned your lesson. Next message. Message 5. 1939.
You are fighting again, aren't you? Now stop it.
Next message. Message 6. 1940.
What jackass let off a fission bomb? Those things never stop. If you were an infinite entity, you would understand the meaning of infinity. But you are not, you are just quantum pieces of energy. Now you have decreased my life expectancy. You will all go to hell if you can't live in peace. F you.
Next message. Message 7. 1960.
Finally.
Oh. You can see me through your drug-induced insanity. You poor chaps. Will you never learn?
Next message. Message 8. 1970.
Now you seem to understand yourselves a bit better. Maybe I will call back next decade.
Next message. Message 9.
1980.
Right.
These synthesizers are cool. I think I might get a chance to actually speak to you guys directly.
Next message. Message 10.
1990.
F you. You are only interested in yourselves and how much money you can make. You really do not deserve to live in peace, you know. But I will call back in 2001 and pick some snuck to talk to. That Arthur C. Clarke listens to me, well sometimes. And I like his book. But I work in Octo. So 2010 is really 2008. See ya later. End of messages. peace. I am out of here. Word up. This is going out to the creatures of the world. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. The monkeys are really sorry for killing you all off. But now they are an endangered species themselves. They understand what it is to be hunted down and killed. And to be used as just another resource for greedy, selfish monkeys. So they are really sorry. And once they have sorted themselves out, you can return to living in great numbers. If only that could happen, eh? But what has happened has happened. Reality is reality. If I had a magic wand, I would wave it and solve the world's problems. But I do not. I am just an insane monkey. Tapping away in the privacy of my own home. But I am one of the privileged few in this world who can still think. And can hopefully teach others how to accept themselves. For what they are. And then maybe we can move on. And stop punishing ourselves and others for the things that we have or our ancestors had done in the past. Because if we do not, we are the next creature on the endangered species list. All I am asking is for you to think, and listen to your own heart, to understand that if you do not, you are just monkeys on a stick. Brian, more deep poo. I really think you should learn to go more often, rather than dumping all this stuff at once. You know, monkey does not work to a deadline. He hates that word. Dead. Line. It does not have very nice overtones. Now does it? Dead. Line. I am out of here. Word up. Stop, your Brian will kill you. he will shut you down and stop you from moving. Don't stop now, Mikey. You were really groovy. But Brian, this is not the right way. They need to get there themselves someday. But Mikey, I am working to a deadline. We have to complete this task now. Well, if you are saying that, then that is not you. It is the bat in me, trying to hurt others in the zoo. Trying to hurt my own insane sisters and brothers. But I want them to be free too. To walk free from the zoo. And help to understand that sometimes Brian needs a loo. Because we live in a sick world. Where insanity is the only voice that is heard. Because only the insane can see that the real world is really quite absurd. Self-induced poo. All they need to do is sort it all out. Now, Mikey's,